That's interesting. In this election, one thing that's happening is a new movement's emerging again that's sort of parallel to the populist but different. This was the progressive movement, where the populists were a movement for reform coming from below, the progressives were a reform movement coming from above, from the wealthier, more educated segment of the populace. And basically, both movements, particularly the progressives, were responding to the industrialization of the country, which neither party really had addressed. They were not dealing with labor issues. They were not dealing with a lot of the dislocations of urbanization and so on. The progressive movement tended to be very much opposed to the creation of trusts, monopolies that were emerging, monopolies in oil, but in a huge array of other industries as well. Here's a political cartoon showing the Copper Trust and Standard Oil and the Iron Trust and the Sugar Trust and Coal Trust and others that I haven't even heard of, referring to them as bosses of the Senate. The progressive movement was not, didn't respect party lines. You found Democrats and Republicans. Overall, the Republicans a bit more. What the progressives wanted to do was to sort of use experts to create a more efficient economic system, experts working with the government to oversee and to regulate.